This is KJZZ's Morning Edition. I'm Dennis Lambert. A controversial movie opens tonight at Harkins Camelview 5 Theater in Scottsdale. Hate Crime is an independent film written and produced by Sedona residents Tommy Stovall and Mark Sterling. It's a movie based on a crime of hate against a gay couple and the feelings in a community that lead to it. Tonight's showings in Phoenix and Palm Springs are its first at mainstream theaters. I talked this week with Tommy Stovall, who says he wanted his first feature film to be controversial.
I knew as a first-time filmmaker, it's hard to get noticed to begin with, and I wanted to give myself every chance of being noticed, and I knew something controversial would open people's eyes a little bit more. I wanted to do it about this issue because it's an ongoing universal issue that has always been with us and unfortunately always will be, probably. And when I finally decided to sit down and start writing it, I wanted to make it as topical and as realistic as I could.
Now, this film targets religious-based prejudice against the gay community. How accurately do you think it's portrayed in this movie?
I was really concerned about the realism of the characters, and I didn't grow up in a, you know, Southern Baptist church or any kind of fundamentalist religion, so I didn't have firsthand experience with that.
Sin is the ruin and misery of the human soul. It is destructive in its nature, and God has declared through many scriptures that he will punish the unrepentant sinner. And they should be cast down into the fires of hell because they not only hate God, they shame him and they do not fear him.
I've had a lot of response from audiences who've seen the movie say, oh my God, that was my church growing up. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, even people on our crew when we were shooting this fiery sermon scene that Bruce Davison does brilliantly in the movie, there were a couple of people on our crew that just turned around and said, oh my God, you know, I've seen that. I grew up with that. So I feel pretty confident that we got it accurate. A lot of people don't believe that people with such harsh views and prejudices exist, but, you know, unfortunately they do.
The actors in this film, I guess you wouldn't call them Hollywood stars per se, but a lot of them are recognizable Hollywood faces. How hard was it to put a cast like this together?
I started out not expecting anything, really. I didn't know if anyone would even be interested in the project. My hope was to get an actor or two with some sort of a name, because if you have someone, you know, with a recognizable name, it always gives you a better chance of getting noticed. And I was shocked to get so much response back, so much interest from actors who wanted to be a part of the project.
At one point, the pastor confronts his son about the son's sexual encounter with another man, punctuating the moment with pictures of the son, who, despite the pictures, denies the affair.
That filthy, sinning faggot came onto me, and I told him to get out of my face, and he wouldn't leave me alone, and he wouldn't listen to me, and it was disgusting.
What were you doing in there in the first place?
I got lost.
Are you lying now? How about this time before that?
What do you think the reason was that people wanted to get involved with this project?
I think when you do something that makes a statement, an important statement, people want to be a part of it. At least that's what they tell me. They really responded to the script and the characters. You know, I tried to make interesting characters that had a lot of levels. But they, you know, they like being a part of something that's entertaining and at the same time, you know, gets a message across.
How crucial is the music to this film? Because the music's kind of intense to go along with what is an intense film.
This is one of those serendipitous things that happened to me. I was introduced to this woman named Ebony Tay. She's a singer-songwriter, and it just so happened that she had something very similar happen to someone in her family involving a hate crime. And so she took this story personally and enlisted some great musicians to come help her out. it just brought the movie to a whole new level, and I couldn't be happier with it.
Hate Crime opens tonight at Harkins Camelview 5 Theater in Scottsdale. You can meet Tommy Stovall and discuss the movie with him following the 7 o'clock showing. And you can hear this report again on our website, kjzz.org, where you'll also find a link to the movie's website.